Laura, L-A-U-R-A, Walla, W-A-L-L-A, 928, 65, 62-year-old woman, single, on disability, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, has one girl, originally from Houston, moved to Las Vegas for some time at age 10, then moved to Katy, lives with her dad at this time in a group home setting, period. She has a history of depression, anxiety, thyroid problems, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, allergy, non-surgery, had some kind of a brain surgery to control her seizures, suspect electrode implant, also has a history of epilepsy, severe period, family history, medication includes Effexor 151 today, Vistriol 25 PRN, Remeron 45 milligram a day, Protonix 40 milligram a day, Norvasc 5 milligram a day, medication for diarrhea, Loperamide, L-O-P-R-A-M-I-D-E, 2 milligram as needed, Lamictal 200 milligram once a day, Clonopin 0.5 milligram PRN anxiety, and Clonidine 0.1 milligram twice a day. Ms. Waller is alert, awake. She's able to give me a good history. O2 sats 96%. Heart rate is 80. Blood pressure 130/93. MAC is 35 centimeter. She's alert. She's awake. Once again, heart positive breast 1, positive breast 2. Lungs clear. Abdomen soft. Next row, JVD skin shows no ash from mucosal with any lesion. 60-year-old woman with depression, anxiety, bipolar disorder, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia. She needs provider services. I'm not sure if she qualified for provider services, but we'll make the referral, period. Number 2, anxiety. Number 3, bipolar disorder. Number 4, hyperthyroidism. Number 5, we'll follow up with her primary care physician. Number 6, palliative and home health care evaluation was ordered, but she has no diagnosis consistent with hospice care. That would make us wonder if she has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.